what you think.
Hello, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm your host, Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. It is December 11th, 2020, at the time of this recording and the ending of this year from hell. And we're glad to be joining you again. And as always, we thank you for taking the time to listen with an open mind. We always greatly appreciate it. Got a shorter one today, still the information keeps coming and we want to keep presenting it for as long as we can. So thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Please share this information far and wide with anyone you think might have an open mind enough to receive it. David Thomas, how you doing, brother?
I guess I'm doing good on one level, Doug. I'm always glad to be here. This is like therapy for me. I was like we were talking about a little earlier. I went over the list of what we're going to be talking about today, and it's not the most cheerful. It's not the most cheerful bunch of information I've ever seen. But it's a nice day out, like you said. So that's something.
Yeah. I actually got to get away a little bit yesterday. A couple friends of mine and I went into the trails not far from here and had a nice campfire, a few beers, just to escape from the city for a few, which is always good to get out there when you can, I think, and just kind of rebalance yourself in spite of, especially when you spend so much time looking at all this information. It's really good to, rebalance yourself now and again.
Yeah, life is meant to be enjoyed. I forget that sometimes. And there's people who've been through. People can be tough. We can be tough.
They were going to have to be. I know that on the Supreme Court, the it's on the docket to deal with all this election fraud. And I think that if it gets overturned in his favor, that you're going to see a lot more upheaval. I really do believe we're in the calm before the storm. And if Creeper gets it,
come on, man,
you're going to see him cozy up to the CCP, and you're going to see a lot more of our freedoms be undermined in this country. I really think that either way, it's looking like upheaval is in the near future in this country. What do you think?
I think when you say cozy up to the CCP, do you mean he'll sneak up behind it and smell its hair?
Oh, he'll do their bidding, but he might smell their hair, you know.
Come on, man.
Ah, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, just for a quick reminder, anyone new to the Podbean platform, if you go to DougMichaelTruth.com, underneath every episode, you'll see a huge link that reads View Show Links. Hit that, and there will be links to every article that we're sourcing. Also, underneath on the main page, under Show Notes, you'll see a bunch of videos. This one will be accompanied by quite a few that I've come across. I've noticed that YouTube is pulling videos left and right. We're going to come to that a little bit later on with what they just announced with regards to censoring. So we're seeing these massive attacks on free speech. Anything that's not in line with the official narrative, David, is being just scrubbed from the internet. And that's part of this. They got to keep this false narrative going. They need to silence any dissenting voice. On the last week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, on Podcast 72, this is actually Podcast 73, the second wave of hysteria, fear, porn, and propaganda. But on Podcast 72 last week, I posted a video of a guy named Jeremy Elliott speaking for about 5 minutes. And in that 5 minutes, this man was speaking, he totally dismantled the whole COVID pandemic narrative. He had a few really interesting things to say. He says, now this happened in Minnesota during the beginning of this hype. They actually outlawed the sale of seeds. So you couldn't grow food in your own garden, but you could still buy state lottery tickets. Not really about health then. He also made another very, very pertinent observation. He said, you know, when you can't go to the dentist because, you know, they've been closed down, but abortion clinics are mandated to stay open, it's not really about your health. So I'll post that video again. It's worth the 5 minutes to take your time and listen to what this guy, Jeremy Elliott, has to say. It's very, very well spoken. I don't know. Did you watch that video, David?
I have not had a chance to see it yet.
Yeah, that's worth it. It's only 5 minutes and he's just really pointing out.
I did see that. I did see that. Yeah. That was excellent. Yes, I did see that. I'm sorry. Yes, I did see that. It was very good.
Yeah, it's real good. And then I was watching the Australian researcher. His name is Max Egan. He's had a lot of good information for years, actually. And he made a very, very startling statement that I agree with. He said, no terrorist organization could have caused the damage that these governments have caused by destroying businesses and placing people in lockdown and the mandates. And over there in Australia, let me tell you, those cops are like brutal, brutal savages. They're arresting kids for not wearing masks and throwing people to the ground, just being really brutal about it. It's incredible.
Sounds like they're getting close to Mad Max territory over there.
Yeah, and it's happening everywhere. This is coordinated. Incredible.
It seems as if just between the last podcast and this one, things have really... There's more as in line with the apocalypse. More has been revealed. More is coming out into the open, and it seems like they're putting less effort into pretending that they work for us or that they have any that they have our best interests in mind. They're getting away from that, and they're just showing their asses more.
Oh yeah, especially our our lovely governor here, Andrew Cordiglione. This guy, my God, what a mobster this guy is. And we'll be talking about him a little bit today, too. But the first article I have here, this is from December 5th, 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from the All News Pipeline. More signs of a great purge ahead with COVID-19 plandemic used by governments worldwide to usher in tyranny. Well, we've certainly seen that. And the subtitle is Mass Killings Under Communist Regimes Give Americans Another Reason to Arm Up and Ammo Up Now. Well, we've seen that, David, an explosion in the sales of firearms. None of these bigger stores like Bass Pro or Walmart or any of them, you can't find any ammo. Maybe a few like a deer shot or buckshot shells for 12 gauge or something like that. But even 22 ammo, which is the most common, 22 is probably the most popular rifle. You can't find any ammo unless you go out of the city to these private dealers. Excuse me. Oh.
COVID.
Article. Go ahead, Dave. You can say something.
No. I'm okay. I was just some of this stuff. Sometimes I got to just. It takes me a minute to absorb it, and it seems as if I'm seeing this whole situation on a deeper level. If you know what I mean. And I understood it on one level, but I think it's sinking into a deeper level. If that makes any sense.
Oh yeah.
It's just becoming more real to me.
Mm-hmm. As the days go on, right.
Absolutely. Okay. As the world ends, new soap.
Here's the article reads in part. According to the recent story over the World Socialist website, the coronavirus pandemic is being used for much more than just locking down America. Support for socialism amongst America's younger generations has jumped nearly 10% as more and more of America's largest voting bloc of the future blames the failure of capitalism in 2020 for much of their ills. Yes, as they tweet that from their expensive iPhones. In their parents' basement, you know, playing Xbox and chomping on Hot Pockets all day. Bad capitalism, bad. Yeah, see, this is a problem. And actually, David and I are working on a book right now together, ladies and gentlemen, which we expect to be released in early 2021, if we're all still here, if it doesn't get pulled and censored. And I was just actually writing about this, how, you know, the communist-minded, this consortium, they had to take a long gradual process. They called it the long march through the institutions to indoctrinate three generations through the education system and subsequently the media as well. And it's worked. You've got people, any country socialism has ever been tried has failed, but I guess they were doing it wrong, huh, David? We got to try it the right way here. Give more power to the state. Great. Yeah, that's great.
In Venezuela, they ended up eating animals from the zoo and their own pets. Yeah. And that Venezuela was one of the strongest economies in South America.
We had
the elites in this country were praising Venezuela for turning communist.
Yeah, this is madness. Article goes on, reporting that support for socialism among Americans between the ages of 16 and 39 had gone up to nearly 50% since the COVID-19 pandemic has ravaged the U.S. and the world. Well, mission accomplished. The story used as its source an annual survey done by an anti-communist group, Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, and was conducted by YouGov, finding an immense increase in support for socialism over the last year. Wow. Well... Anyone who supports it, just take a look at what Antifa and BLM are doing. Yeah, there's your socialist utopia for you. You see what happened in Portland, David? I was telling you about it. I don't know if you got to see the video yet. Just they created another autonomous zone and just attacking police and burning everything down. Yeah, socialism.
The last one was Chazistan in Seattle. Is that correct, Doug?
Chaztopia.
Do we know that? What's the name of the new one? Is there a name yet? Or
I don't know. I just caught the video and it showed these people just attacking police.
Do we have money in the budget to do the show from there?
Oh, would you want to? I don't think we'd make it out alive. Yeah, that's incredible. That's all I'm going to read from that article. But that much of an increase between that age demographic, 16 and 39, up 50% of people that want socialism. There's your education system hard at work for you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and I've mentioned this before. I know I mentioned it in our book, David. You pay all this money, thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, $400 in some cases for one book, tuition fees, taxes, all the rest of it. You pay all this money to have your kids emerge from university as indoctrinated commie woke-tards. I would be so upset.
your son or your daughter come back from school and they are now your enemy. They're telling you that you've lived your life wrong. They come back as do they use the term snowflake anymore? Is that still around?
I think so.
They come back as a precious snowflake.
How dare you?
Yeah, I would be really upset. I would want my money back, honestly. But that's how they've done it, ladies and gentlemen. They got the minds of the kids. They indoctrinated them with the ideologies of your enemy. This has happened. And the sooner I think that people wake up to it, the better chance we have. Because we got to undo this. It's going to probably take a couple generations. It's been a few generations of indoctrination, ideological subversion, as the Soviet defector Yuri Bezmenov called it. It's going to take some time to undo it, I think. And for parents out there, in the wake of all this pandemic, you still got your kids in public school. I would do whatever you could to pull them out. Homeschooling is still legal here in the U.S., I would do everything in my power to pull them out. Even if you have to work opposite hours with your spouse or whatever, if you have the ability, I would pull them out of public school. Because now, this, quote, new normal, yeah, they're going to be indoctrinated into this Orwellian dystopian world and come out. This generation of young kids now, David, when they come out of university in 10 years, what are they going to be like?
I've heard different things. I like to hope, I like to think maybe the pendulum will swing the other way, but with the way the institutions are right now, I think I'm afraid it might be something even darker. Who knows?
Yeah. Very unprecedented times we live in right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the next article I have, everything's all about the vaccine. The vaccine, they rolled it out in the UK just yesterday or the day before, and we're already seeing some negative reactions. Okay, this is from Zero Hedge. This was posted December 8th. FDA says two participants in Pfizer COVID vaccine trial have died. Well, that's not such a bad side effect to be safe from the evil COVID, right?
Death. What's a little death? Death will do that.
Yeah. Well, I guess they don't have to worry about catching the virus now.
Oh, well, now I'm dead. Do I have to wear a mask for a while, even if I'm dead?
I don't really care what you think.
It reads in part. With the FDA expected to grant emergency use approval, I believe they did, for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine Thursday after releasing a preliminary assessment of the trial data the panel will use to assess the drug earlier today, the agency has admitted Tuesday that two participants in the Phase 3 trials have died. One of them was immunocompromised, according to the Jerusalem Post, citing data released earlier. The FDA is expected to release two separate assessments of the trial data before a panel of experts meets to review the data and either approve Pfizer's request, I believe it was approved, actually, or deny it. This also comes after the FDA warned of, quote, severe adverse reaction frequently seen in patients after taking the second dose. Well, that's great. And here in New York, I'll tell you, they're really trying to push to make this mandatory. I ain't taking an untested vaccine. I don't take any vaccines. In the United States, there has been at least one other trial participant who reportedly died not long after receiving the second dose. The participant in that case was a priest in Philadelphia, who mentioned him in the last talk, David, who participated in the Moderna trial. In the UK, two patients were seriously sick and during the trial of the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, though Oxford later said the illnesses had nothing to do with the trial. Yeah, of course. Okay. While in Brazil, authorities briefly halted a trial of Sinovac's experimental COVID vaccine after a participant had died. I mean, this is an untested technology. that's never been tested on humans. It's called mRNA technology. And I have a video which I'll post on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, that shows Gates of Hell himself standing there with a plastic model of a DNA spiral, showing you how this vaccine is designed to chop up a piece of DNA and replace it with whatever the hell's in those shots, which I'm thinking is nanotech. So, I mean, we're at the point now, that veil has lifted away. David, you mentioned Age of Unveiling. My God, this year has pulled the veil away, and these criminals are exposed for what they are. They're coming right out and telling you, we're going to chop up your DNA, and how do you like that? And you're going to be forced to take it? And, you know, I think Americans are slow to the party. We see a lot of pushback in other countries, Australia, a lot around the UK. Americans, for the most part, are still sitting on their ass, watching TV, waiting to be told what to do.
How long do you think it'll be before you start to see censorship of people questioning the vaccine?
Oh, we're already seeing it.
That hasn't already started.
We've already seen it. There's, again, we're well over 100,000 virologists, epidemiologists, doctors, nurses, other healthcare workers that are coming forward. And I've got a few on that today, too. I have a video. There's a lot of videos I'm going to post today, ladies and gentlemen. What I recommend you do is listen to our commentary, check out the articles for yourself, look at the videos I'll post. Each episode we've done on this topic is a plethora of information, hours and hours of it. You could spend a lot of time there. I recommend you do so. There's been a lot, David, a lot of professionals that are saying this vaccine is really untested and you shouldn't take it. And like I said, YouTube's just pulling videos left and right. So is Facebook and any of the big Silicon Valley tech companies. They're really cracking down on censorship. They've been doing that since 2016, but now in the wake of the pandemic, they're really, really, really cutting down. No view is allowed except the official narrative.
This is I think we're going to see with whatever that this new administration that comes in, I think we're going to see less, they're probably going to back away from the, trying to get these big tech monopolies to either be a public platform or a private edited entity.
Yes.
And they're having the best of both worlds in ways that no private citizen could. And these entities, whatever you want to call them, monopolies, I mean, they are themselves unprecedented. And who knew that they could turn so menacing, so fast, turn on us like this.
Yeah.
More to come.
Yeah. Man. So here's from the next piece I have is from LifeSite. This was posted December 8th as well. Here's the headline. FDA, death, heart attack, stroke, blood disorders, all possible side effects of COVID vaccine. But we'll go ahead and approve it anyway. A slideshow presentation compiled by the FDA in October contains an extensive list of possible side effects, which are to be monitored in conjunction with administering a COVID-19 vaccine. Reads in part, Washington, D.C., December 8th, 2020, from LifeSite News. A document drawn up by the Food and Drug Administration listing the possible side effects from a COVID-19 vaccine includes strokes, encephalitis, autoimmune disease, birth defects, and Kawasaki disease among the potential side effects to be monitored. Well, that doesn't sound very nice. I'll tell you, David, I'm already immunocompromised. I will not be taking this shot. I will not be taking it. I mean, that's quite a list.
Stroke? What is that even? Well, geez, death, heart attack, stroke, blood disorders, that's
yeah.
all.
Encephalitis,
who
you know.
Who needs their blood in order?
Yeah, encephalitis, you know how nasty that is? There was a movie made a long time ago called Awakenings with De Niro and Robin Williams, and it was based on this disease, encephalitis. You could be catatonic. Sounds great. Where do I sign up? Oh, but, and you know, see what they're doing. It's a carrot and a stick approach. They're dangling the carrot is, oh, well, your life could go back to normal. It's about the vaccine. It's always been about the vaccine. A slideshow presentation compiled by the FDA in October contains an extensive list of possible side effects, which are to be monitored in conjunction with administering the vaccine. There is to be both passive and active surveillance of side effects related to the vaccine. See, ladies and gentlemen, the public are the test subjects. This is brand new technology, as I stated, mRNA technology, which will be altering the DNA of those unfortunate souls that have allowed themselves to be brainwashed into taking this shit.
But Doug, Presidents Bush, Obama, and the other one, President Epstein or whatever his name was, are going to be taking this vaccine on TV. Won't that convince you?
Oh, of course. Well, now that you put it that way, yeah, these con men, they're going to be given placebos. What they'll probably do, in light of this information coming to light by even their own agencies, the first round will probably be a lot of placebos given. You know what I mean? So that it doesn't have the, it doesn't appear to be causing side effects. Well, two people have already died. They're probably going to have to do that and then wait for round two. And I think, you know, once they really start injecting the real vaccine into people is when you're likely to see a real outbreak. Because as we know, when it comes to vaccination, let's say, pick one, MMR, you're getting a portion of the disease injected into you. The theory is that the body will produce natural antibodies. That's the whole vaccine theory. So that would mean that this shot has to contain some sort of virus that they're immunizing against. But we know that what they're calling SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 has not been shown to exist. So, you know, I think this is more about altering the genetics of human beings than it is about protecting anyone from an alleged virus.
So the American left is going to have to back away from my body, my choice. We probably won't be hearing that over the next year or so.
No, that went away too. And due to a little known federal law from the 1980s, pharmaceutical companies cannot be sued in court if their vaccines injure or kill someone. Instead, people injured or killed by vaccines must use the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which was created in 1986. It protects pharmaceutical companies from lawsuits related to vaccine injuries or death. And let me tell you, that's paid out billions over the years in vaccine injury. But because people are so programmed, you know, here's the thing, David, is that most people, I know we've talked about this. See, people will go, they'll grow up in their familial traditions, say religious traditions, like you and I were raised as Catholics. And then you go to school, which as we know now is nothing but an indoctrinating robot factory. And then in between, you've got the media, you've got television, you've got all these things that are kind of, you know, programming the conscious and the subconscious mind. And so when the world presents itself different, when a person's cognitive fortresses or their paradigm, their view of reality is turned on its head, they cannot accept it. Even when these own agencies that are pushing this are admitting, oh, we don't have the virus, or oh, there's side effects, or no, the good doctor told me that it's safe, so we have to believe him.
The good doctor!
Outbreak.
You know, the term, Doug, the term cognitive fortress that you came up with, that term jumped into my head as you were saying that, as you were describing that that process, cognitive fortress, that people do not want to give up their worldview, right, no matter what, even if it's built on sand, they will not give it up.
That's right. And that's the problem, you know. Okay, later on the article goes on, with the active surveillance, the FDA plans to use the Biologics Effectiveness and Safety, BEST system, with numerous partners. MarketScan, the largest number of the partner companies, has over 250 million patients. Wow. Along with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the FDA states that its data can cover approximately 55 million elderly U.S. beneficiaries, 65 years or older. It is through using the CMS data that the FDA plans to monitor side effects from COVID vaccines based on rapid cycle analyses. And the FDA admits a long list of possible negative side effects. Who the fuck would want to take this experimental jab? When, here's another one. It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome, paralysis. There's been a lot of young women that were injured with this particular disorder, Guillain-Barré syndrome, by taking the, what was that shot that marked the HPV injection? A lot, David, a lot of young women who just had their lives destroyed. And that was an experimental vaccine too. All the people that dutifully took their young girls to get injected with HPV, you know, at the behest of their doctor or other healthcare professional. Now, these poor young women have had, many of them, their lives destroyed, taking an experimental vaccine. Because it's not about profits, you know, it's really about public health. Man, this is incredible. Guillain-Barré syndrome, it's a rare disorder in which your body's immune system attacks your nerves. Yeah. The syndrome has no known cure, and its mortality rate is 4-7%. In contrast, Johns Hopkins, don't trust anything these people say. They estimate that the current percentage of deaths reportedly due to COVID is about 1.9%.
Say that again, Doug. Wait, can you repeat that?
Sure. Johns Hopkins estimates that the current percentage of deaths due to COVID-19 is about 1.9%. So very, very low mortality rate. Because I'm not denying that people are getting sick. And from the start, I never said that. I'm saying that what they're calling COVID-19 hasn't been proven to exist. I think what COVID-19 is, the flu in drag. You know what I mean? They've repackaged influenza.
Well, Doug, I was talking to my wife this morning, and I asked her, do you think it's possible that we've lived through a worse communicable disease that just didn't have all the public relations that the China virus has, and we just maybe got a cold, felt like a cold, moved on, got on with our lives. Who knew where it started? Started in a hen house in the Yunnan province of China, or whether it started anywhere else?
Yeah, and as Jeremy Elliott pointed out, last year we had a tuberculosis outbreak which killed over 1.5 million people. Well, how come we weren't wearing our masks during the TB pandemic? Well, because the government and the media didn't tell you to. That's why. A lot of good points in that little five-minute video. I'll tell you, I never heard someone sum it up so well in just a few minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is one of the most that guy wastes no time in his presentation.
Absolutely. And later on, also listed as possible outcome of this vaccine, anaphylaxis, which we mentioned, you could go into shock from that and die. It's a severe allergic reaction. Stroke, convulsions, and seizures are possible side effects, along with acute myocardial infarction, heart attacks, inflammation of the muscles around the heart, and even death. They say that it shouldn't be used by pregnant or breastfeeding mothers and children. And the document adds that it is as yet unknown what effect the vaccine will have on fertility. That's another thing to consider. They're not saying that it will cause people to be infertile, but they're not saying it either. That could be a cause for concern. You know, if we look into these elites, you know, eugenicists like Gates and his piece of shit father and a lot of these other people, these elites, they believe the world's overpopulated and they're all for population reduction. They've said it in their writings, many of them, and the information's all there for people to see.
How dare you?
Here they are. Here we are. Here we are at the very beginning of not at the beginning, but here we are seeing it unfolding right in front of our eyes, getting more and more obvious with every passing day.
Yeah, it really is. Next article I have is from LifeSite as well. This is posted November 23rd, 2020. Former Pfizer VP, quote, no need for vaccines. The pandemic is effectively over. Interesting. November 23rd, while Pfizer Pharmaceutical made headlines announcing the imminent release of their COVID-19 vaccine to much fanfare, a former vice president and chief scientist for the company has flatly rejected the need for any vaccines to bring the COVID-19 pandemic to an end. In a recent article, Dr. Michael Yeadon, who spent over 30 years leading new allergy and respiratory medicines research in some of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies and retired from Pfizer with the most senior research position in this field, he wrote, there is absolutely no need for vaccines to extinguish the pandemic. I've never heard such nonsense talked about vaccines. You do not vaccinate people who aren't at risk from a disease. You also don't set about planning to vaccinate millions of fit and healthy people with a vaccine that hasn't been extensively tested on human subjects. Well, this is a guy working for the enemy who's come forward and plainly said this, because this is insanity. I mean, that's pretty significant.
This pandemic is effectively over. I wish that this is the sort of thing. I wonder how much. This is the sort of thing that we really need to spread. This is the thing we really need people to be talking about and talk more openly about. But they've made it such that it's almost. I get the whiff of. I don't know if you get this. that it's a kind of a taboo topic in a certain way. You don't bring it up now with family. You don't bring it up. It's become an awkward point. And it's probably, I'm sure there's people out there that aren't speaking to each other now because they disagreed so vehemently over this.
Sure.
So people are reluctant to bring it up, but it's we're in a certain sense, we're in this together, but they have us divided in such an unnatural way for the worst reasons. We could have been living so well, but it was the people we were paying to govern us were building a prison the whole time. And they were getting worse and worse, and people who tried to call them on this over the last 20 years were called crazy. They were marginalized.
Still are.
They pushed to the sides. And I've got to believe that now there's a lot of people out there that their blindfolds are coming off. There's other people that are going deeper into the darkness and curling up and reinforcing their cognitive fortresses, Doug.
Yes.
But I think that there's others. I think the scales are falling from other people's eyes, and because it is getting so obvious, so out there. It's like the new – the truth does have some power. The truth does have some strength. Maybe it doesn't move as fast as a lie. You ever hear a lie can get around the world before the truth even gets its boots on. I think Abraham Lincoln said that.
Oh, we've seen that. All right, next piece. Oh, this makes my blood boil. Our lovely governor here in New York, Emperor Gambino.
I don't really care what you think.
Yeah. Hey, Andy.
Fuck Satan's cock.
This is from the Wall Street Journal. I got this today, but it was posted December 9th, 2020. Here's the headline. New York needs to raise taxes, Governor Andrew Cuomo says. COVID-19 crisis has led state to an $8.7 billion deficit. Come here because of you, you fucker. Jeez. Albany, New York.
Did he just get a raise?
$25,000 a year raise. So he destroys his tax base. People are leaving New York City in droves. The movie companies can't keep up. Totally destroys. And he was the one that was sending people to the nursing homes. Remember that scandal? And now he wants to raise taxes. I don't have a subscription, so the Wall Street Journal only lets you read a little bit. It says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state will need to raise taxes to bridge its current budget deficit, even if Congress approves more funding as part of a coronavirus relief bill. Yeah, can you believe that?
Fuck Satan's cock.
just look at, if people doubt the evil nature of these people.
That's the problem.
Look at what Cuomo did with the sending people back to the nursing homes, like you mentioned. He has that blood on his hands, and he just denies it in the most arrogant way.
Yes.
He's in a perpetual state of anger towards his own constituents, the people he's supposed to be working for. Can you believe you got him, you got Chuck Schumer? if at this point we have no better example than Exhibit A, Andrew Cuomo, to show that these people in power do not have our interests in mind at all. They work for themselves at this point.
Yeah, and you'll still get people that come forward and say, well, I think Cuomo's doing a good job. He's doing a good job of letting his city burn to the ground. A great job. These people, I'll say it again, the Communist Party in this country is the Democrat Party. It's the traditionally communist infiltration will go through the left. We had senators warning about it 60 years ago. There's been authors, there's been different scholars over the years that have come forward, like Gary Allen or G. Edward Griffin, Yuri Bezmenov. I can name a list of them that were warning us about this communist infiltration, and no one listened, and now you're seeing the results. Oh, we support socialism. Oh, you know, the young ones with their Che Guevara shirts waving their hammer and sickle flags with no historical knowledge whatsoever. It's incredible to see this. All right, next piece.
Go ahead. They will be the first people that are lined up, and they don't realize it. They will be the first people that are lined up and executed.
That's right.
As the useful idiots that they are.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
Every vote is counted.
Trump! Next piece I have is chilling. We know that we've got FEMA camps set up all across this country in different zones. FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They've got these camps set up all over the place. And this is the headline I've got here. This is from, I'll put the link. It's SWP59 WordPress. CDC plans COVID gulag, an unspecified number of Americans will be classified as, quote, high risk for COVID-19 in 2021 and sent willing or unwilling to internment camps until such a time as the government decides that they are no longer high risk. This is a long piece, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just pick a few experts from it. You can check it out for yourself. It's incredible if this is true. According to the CDC document of 26 July 2020, an unspecified number of Americans will be classified as high risk for COVID-19 in 2021 and sent willing or unwilling to internment camps until such time as the government decides they are no longer high risk. Americans will be refugees in their own country, that they will be herded like animals into squalid prison-type camps, that armed guards will watch over them, that living conditions will be primitive, that families will be broken up, that physical and emotional abuse will be widespread, that the level of psychological stress for many will be intolerable, and that at some point the virus will enter the camp and kill everyone. Well, you know, this has happened in history before. If you look at the history of the Bolshevik uprising in Russia, I mean, my God, some of those camps, the people resorted to cannibalism. They were starving. I mean, and history repeats, as we know.
Yeah, you look at the kulaks that they were starved in the USSR. I think it was in the 30s, and even to talk. I mean, I know we just mentioned this, but look at the people that Cuomo put back into those institutions. That was the same thing. It was sending people to die when he put sent the elderly back into those. Into those homes, and they all died. And I'm sure he sleeps like a baby.
Yeah. Oh, they don't lose a wink of sleep. These people are communists. A little down further in the article, it reads, as Dr. Shepard said, we have treason at the highest level. The big pharmaceutical companies have a central role in Operation Dark Winter. Well, we heard the new, maybe sort of president use those very terms, Dark Winter.
Come on, man.
The pandemic scare is being used to induce the public to accept vaccines that will change their DNA. This change will occur gradually as more vaccines are given, very likely on a yearly basis. Well, they're pushing that too. They're saying, oh, you know, one shot's not enough. You need at least two, three for a booster. And I've heard talk of them making it a yearly vaccine, much like the influenza vaccine.
Oh, that we do not need that. It's time for people to wake up. It's time for people to take notice of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. The public will be led to believe that without these vaccines, new or mutated strains of a deadly virus will infect and kill anyone who has not been inoculated against it. All vaccine companies are controlled by Bill Gates. All of them. You know?
An epidemic.
I mean, this guy basically owns the World Health Organization. You know, imagine that, David. I'm sick. Please get me a software developer.
Guy has the ambulance to I need an ambulance to Best Buy.
COVID outbreak. An alien threat.
Dr. Shepard said that all the pharmaceutical companies that are developing COVID-19 vaccines are connected to the Chinese military. Ooh, that's interesting. The fact that this thing allegedly started in China is pretty telling, too. The public is being told that these vaccines were developed in just 2 to 3 months following the outbreak, which is impossible. It takes 10 to 15 years. Of the supposed COVID pandemic, however, this is a lie. All six of the vaccines that will be approved for use in the U.S. were developed and tested years ago. Well, that's the only other plausible scenario, that they had them in waiting or that they just rushed them. I think they've been waiting to be unrolled, and that this agenda has been planned for at least the last decade, probably longer.
Absolutely, and we've been warned. There have been people talking about this, and there's still so much of the population that will call you crazy, and they are in complete denial of what's going on. Governments are often the biggest threats to any population. They will turn Always. On you. Mm-hmm. They will turn on you.
Well, the famous last words, can't happen here. No, I still got people telling me that. No, it will never happen here. I'm like, it's happening. You know, we've had cities all across the country burning for the last 5 months. These are Marxist insurrectionists. We're at war. We are at where we've been for a long time, David, but it's been an ideological type of situation. Now it's come out of the shadows and we've got it manifesting physically. People having their businesses burned down and, you know, government supporting many of the Democratic states are absolutely openly supporting these Marxist insurrectionist organizations. So it's history repeating. But because people have gone through the public education system and that's where their education stopped, they're historically ignorant and they can't see it when it repeats right before their eyes. Yeah, like Antifa. We're anti-fascist, but pro-communism. We got to take a look at that. Those are two opposite sides of the same coin, right?
Excuse me, Mr. Bunhead. If I might give you a little bit of history here, sir, while you're marching around with that hammer and sickle, we were talking about people not noticing what's going on with the governments, with them doing this, but we have, as this goes on, we have the politicization, they politicize their own police forces, and law enforcement has become politicized, where crimes that they like murder, assault, your chances of going to jail are much lower than it used to be. Whereas if you protest against this sort of thing, your chances of getting an unreasonably high fine or even locked up are much higher.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. This article goes on a little bit. This is not traditional communism, but technocratic communism. Good term. That's exactly what we're seeing, is this emergence of technocracy, where universal surveillance and control are maintained in real time using AI, artificial intelligence. And then it goes on a little bit. Communism conquers nations by crushing all opposition. It creates a police state where no opposing views can flourish. Where it can invade from without, it seeks first to corrupt from within. That's important dynamic to understand, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it's been done here. We've got hundreds of millions of armed Americans. They weren't going to do it with boots on the ground, so they had to do it through the institutions, through the media, through infecting the body politic with this poisonous ideology. And they've been very successful. When its target is weakened sufficiently, it moves in militarily. Russia can't do it alone, neither can China. Neither can the traitors operating within the United States, the treasonous deceivers who open the gates to the enemy. But all three working together are likely to succeed. We're seeing it. And unfortunately, it has been largely successful. And it's just a matter, I think, of America truly really waking up to this.
Every vote is counted.
Trollop!
That's a long article, and it gets a lot into the communism and how the infiltration has worked. I'll post that too, ladies and gentlemen, on the show links tab. Amazing times we live in, David, huh?
Yeah, strange times. It makes me think of when I was in the Army. I think I might have mentioned this before. I was in the Army and in Korea, and we were going up to a guard post up on the DMZ, and there was a sign that says, "This is not the end of the world, but you can see it from here."
Oh, man. Wow. Next piece I have. Oh, this is great, too. This is posted December 5th, 2020. This is from Cap Newswire. A quick glance at the Pfizer small print spells danger. Head of Pfizer research. COVID vaccine is female sterilization. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the people that operate behind the Gateses of the world, well, Gates himself is, but this consortium network, they are absolute eugenicists. They believe the planet's overpopulated, and they believe in thinning the herd. If they could get away with it and just come right out and start shooting people, they would. They want population reduction. That's what a eugenicist is, and Gates is the most famous of them. You know, as I've always said, David, there's a force that operates behind the Gateses and the Soroses and the Rothschilds of the world. There's a hidden, shadowy element. Okay. The vaccine contains a spike protein called Syncytin-1, vital for the formation of human placenta in women. If the vaccine works so that we form an immune response against the spike protein, we are also training the female body to attack this protein, which could lead to infertility. So what about the next generation? Let's say they get this vaccine into billions of people, right? How is that? And we know that it's DNA modifying shit in there. What How is that going to affect the next generation? If we effectively alter the DNA and then women get pregnant and have children, how is that going to affect that next generation? Well, we don't know. The vaccines are expected to produce antibodies against spike proteins of SARS-CoV-2, you know, the virus that hasn't been proven to exist. However, spike proteins also contain those proteins which are essential for the formulation of placenta in mammals.
That can't be good.
No. The mRNA vaccines from BioNTech, Pfizer, contain polyethylene glycol, PEG. We mentioned that in the last talk. 70% of people, 70%, develop antibodies against the substance. This means that many people can develop allergic, potentially fatal reactions to the vaccine. We've seen it already with those two health workers that were injected and had anaphylactic reactions. Wow, can you imagine that? Taking your daughter to get an injection that renders her sterile. And, you know, here's the thing. People might call that crazy conspiracy all they want, but one of Gates' organizations called Gavi, General Alliance of Vaccine Immunization, in Africa, I think in the early 90s it was, I wrote about it on the website, ladies and gentlemen, in an article called Poison for Profit. I'll place a link to that, too, because it's pretty in-depth. They found in Africa that these shots that they were giving people contained HCG hormones that were sterilizing people, David. So this has already been shown. One of his top organizations have already been caught sterilizing people in Africa. And then when they brought in the polio vaccine in India, it was some ridiculous number. Something like 400,000 people had negative effects. Many of them were left paralyzed. Because Gates is a humanitarian who really cares about people, don't you know?
An epidemic.
COVID.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Well, this is it. It's overwhelming. All signs point to Gates being something. He might be like that mayor from New York, other than human. that lumbering piece of, you know what? One of the small spots in this whole mess of the news that brings me makes me smile a little bit is that for whatever reason Cuomo and Despacio, I forget how to say his name, whatever that mayor of New York, the guy who keeps lumbering around knocking down buildings like Godzilla, they do not like each other. For whatever reason, for some other unknown reason, I kind of like that. I'm glad they don't like each other. I think they see themselves in each other, and they both want the same. They're both looking at the same prize. Maybe they both think they're going to be Gates's right hand man in the new world order. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want people to misunderstand me. It's not that I disagree with Gates's policies. It's that I believe he's the son of Satan sent to destroy mankind.
An epidemic.
COVID outbreak. Yeah. More on Pfizer's lovely vaccine. This is from RT, which I don't really trust as a source, but again, mainstream source. Here you go. December 9th. Four volunteers developed facial paralysis after taking Pfizer COVID-19 jab, prompting FDA to recommend surveillance. We talked about their surveillance. They're still going to approve it. They're just going to want to monitor the effects. Yeah, so you are the test subjects, ladies and gentlemen, if you have this shot. Yeah, here's what you do. Go get the faulty PCR test, and when your kids test positive, use them as guinea pigs in vaccine trials for the pharmaceutical companies. Doesn't that sound great?
If you do that.
Facial paralysis, yeah.
Facial paralysis? What's that like? What is it like to have your face paralyzed?
No, honestly, all joking aside, David... All joking aside, I had an MS attack back in 2010 and woke up with half my face paralysis. It's not fun. I'll tell you that. It's no fun at all. You can't move. You can't smile. It's like frozen. It's really scary and disturbing. According to the documents, Bell's palsy, a form of temporary facial paralysis, was reported by four patients during phase 3 trials. The individuals had been administered the jab, and no members of the placebo group experienced similar adverse effects. The condition resembles a stroke, with most sufferers watching helplessly as one side of their face droops and their muscles go limp. In some rare situations, both sides of the face may become paralyzed. In fact, when that happened to me, the first thing I thought was mini stroke. And then I start, you know, I was diagnosed with a million different things. Oh, it's Lyme disease. Oh, it's Bell's palsy. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Finally, an MRI did show lesions on the brain, which then was connected to MS later on. But that was not a fun situation, let me tell you. So here's Pfizer's vaccine that they want to stick in everybody, and we're already starting to see negative and adverse reactions.
How much pushback do you think we're going to see with this vaccine, Doug? Do you think we're going to see a lot of
resistance
than we expect?
Yeah, I think we already are seeing a lot of pushback in Western Europe and Australia. In America, I don't know. We'll see it. Like I said, Americans, it looks like they're late to the party, unless there's a silent majority that's just not speaking up yet. But I believe we're going to see quite a lot of pushback.
I think that I've got to believe that people are waking up to what how we have been betrayed, and it has been going on a long time. We haven't even gotten into the Biden family Chinese connection.
Yeah.
That's a show in itself.
Come on, man.
But the mess we've got going on in this country right now, it's unprecedented.
It really is.
It's getting to the point where if you want to see the news, just look out your front window and you'll see what's going on. But I'm starting to ramble.
This is crazy, yeah. Crazy times. Here's what we mentioned earlier. Also, RT, December 9th. YouTube says it will delete videos claiming 2020 election was fraudulent. In other words, we're censoring the truth because it's not in line with the official bullshit narrative. Reads in part, though the U.S. Supreme Court has yet to have its final say on the matter, YouTube has announced it will now remove any piece of content claiming that the outcome of last month's presidential election was fraudulent. It was blatantly fraudulent. We've got thousands of sworn affidavits. That's called evidence in a court of law, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the docket to go before the Supreme Court. And the whole damn world knows it was fraudulent. I believe they deliberately made it known that it was fraudulent in an effort or an attempt to demoralize us further. That's what I think, because it was blatantly obvious.
It's a way of, showing us you know what? We don't need you anymore. We've got enough power now that we don't even need the voters anymore. We can do whatever we can steer the ship any direction we want to. And they're increasingly showing their contempt for us.
Oh, yeah.
The real powers
openly
in this country.
That's right. So YouTube's CEO claimed, quote, "We will start removing any piece of content uploaded today or any time after that misleads people by alleging that widespread fraud or errors changed the outcome of the 2020 U.S. presidential election." Well, I'm so glad the YouTube censors are the guardian of the truth. You know, and David, I've seen videos get pulled left and right. We'll do a talk and then I'll post a video 2-3 days. If it's something they don't like, they pull it. Usually it's something talking about the PCR test or talking about how this whole COVID-19 is basically a scam. This is incredible.
This is nuts. It's a shame. I think increasingly on the internet, well, for a while now, you've got to dig a little bit to get to the truth, if you want to know what's going on and see a little bit of what's going to happen, you got to dig a bit. Otherwise, if you stay on the level of YouTube, if you stay on MSNBC, you stay with the mainstream media, you're going to be fed a lot of nonsense. But I think that's one of the real values of this podcast is the all the information that we bring with it. I think that's it's such a great part of the whole thing. We bring more or less what should be the headlines over the last week since we spoke last every week.
Yeah, I think so too, and we're really grateful to our listeners for taking their time. Here's the next one. This breaks my heart. This is from Bloomberg. So again, official source right here. Restaurant closings top 110,000 with industry in free fall. So what they've done with this second wave is put their last nail in the coffin for a lot of these small business owners. You know, Amazon didn't lose any money. YouTube didn't. Google didn't. Facebook didn't. These big box stores like Walmart, their stocks are through the roof, profiting in the billions. What we've just witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest transfer of wealth in history. And it's going to get worse. This article was posted December 7th. Reads in part, more than 110,000 restaurants have closed permanently or long-term across the country as the industry grapples with the devastating impact of the COVID-19 scamdemic. And more pain is ahead with the potential shutdown of indoor dining in New York City just as the temperatures drop. The nationwide tally representing one in six U.S. eateries is among the findings of a survey released Monday by the National Restaurant Association. The figure was up from about 100,000 shutdowns in a September survey. So in 3 months, it jumped up to another 10,000. Closings. This is absolute economic warfare, ladies and gentlemen. This is destruction of the middle class and small business owners, which built this country. God, this pisses me off. The restaurant industry simply cannot wait for relief any longer, Sean Kennedy, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs at the Association, said in a letter to Congress. What these findings make clear is that more than 500,000 restaurants of every business type, franchise, chain, and independent are in an economic free fall. That is staggering.
Yeah, it turns my stomach. It's frightening, and it's saddening, and it's disgusting when you see the selective way that the powers that be enforce their these new draconian laws. You might have seen the video of the woman that her restaurant was closed, her outdoor section of a restaurant was closed. I think this went viral, and then she shows right next door there's a Hollywood is doing some sort of a movie shoot or something, TV show or something, and they've got the exact same setup as she has, except they get an exemption because they're part of Hollywood. They're a big business.
That's right.
This disease apparently doesn't spread at places like Walmart that we're all being herded to, as we can't get food in other places. As small businesses and restaurants close, well, we'll go to Walmart. That's got to be safe. This disease knows enough not to go into Walmart. It only goes into small businesses. It only goes into independently owned restaurants. Yeah. It doesn't go into the big chains or anything like that.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I actually made a Walmart employee laughed the other day. I was there. I hate going there. I needed something. And they have it. You can only go in and out, like the exit only, entrance only. And it's separated by a very thin piece of blue tape. So one of the young kids was like grabbing carts or whatever. And because I've been very vocal lately when I go out and making people laugh. And I said, oh, yeah, this piece of blue tape's going to stop a virus. And the kid just started laughing. And I'm like, the whole thing's fucking ridiculous. And, you know, I think there's more people out there than we realize that are starting to see this for the nonsense that it is, but they might still be too afraid to be vocal about it. They stay silent, you know, but I think we really need to start raising our voices in the face of this shit, because what we're faced with is the destruction of this country in favor of this technocratic communism they want to bring in. They're dangerously close to doing it.
You look at the division. We now have a division between states with this lawsuit too. And so many things are lining up. They've got us going at each other. When we've got to remember that we are in this together. They, meaning the consortium. They, meaning the powers that be. They're the ones that are against us. But they've got us turning against each other in an effort to weaken us. We've got to remember that we've got more in common than they do.
Yeah. And you know, this consortium would not be successful without divide and conquer. That's their technique. That's their modus operandi. Divide, get the herd set at war with itself, let them destroy itself. And then we'll sweep in and build our totalitarian regime on the ashes. And people need to really stop being influenced by the mainstream media. You know, stop hating your brother. You know, they love it. They'd love to push this country to a civil war because we're armed to the teeth. It would be slaughter and mayhem. I could almost see this country breaking up into different regions and districts in the not too distant future, David. It's because of all this. This is incredible. Incredible times to be alive. This is a short one today, ladies and gentlemen, about an hour. apart from our usual hour and a half. That's all I have. However, this presentation will be accompanied by a bunch of videos, so I recommend you go through and take a look at that information on any given presentation we've given on this topic. They're loaded with information. It could keep you busy for quite a long time. And again, please feel free to share. I know that our approach is a little bit unorthodox. We like to goof around while we're presenting this heavy information, but we feel that it kind of, you know, lightens the load, so to speak, because this is pretty heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, this is not sunshine and rainbows that we're dealing with here. This is some dark stuff. And you got to offset it with you got to find something to do. You got to still enjoy your life.
That's right. And you know, despite the nature of the information that I presented all these years, David, and since you've joined me, that's been one of my main messages to people: is don't let all this, you know, take the joy from you. Don't let it sap the life out of you, and find the time to do something creative. You know, in this time during the house arrest and lockdowns, David, I think, you know, I was talking with Paul about this morning. I think that most people are very, very outer directed in life, very, very externalized. So when people are on lockdown, did they take the time to maybe educate themselves a little bit, or take the time to tap into their creative potential? Or was it Netflix and video games and, you know, mainstream media? And I think we know the answer to that for most people anyway. Oh, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. David, any closing thoughts for the day?
I want to thank the audience again for taking the time to listen to us. I think we have the smartest, I'm not the smartest today. We have the smartest audience on the internet, and I'm grateful and humbled by the opportunity to be able to do this.
Thank you. Thanks for joining me again. I really appreciate your time. And should we kick it off with the fanfare of Triggerboard Madness again, as we usually do?
Yes. All right. Strapped in and ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for taking your time to listen with an open mind. We appreciate it. Huge shout out to the readers, the listeners, and the patrons. My new book, Piercing the Veil of Perception, is available on Amazon. Take a look. And again, I really appreciate your time and your support. Thank you very much. Until next time, this is Doug Michael. Walk in peace.
I don't really care what you think.
Every vote is counted.
COVID outbreak. An epidemic. Don't forget to wash your hands.
I don't really care what you think.
Fuck Satan's car.
COVID outbreak. An alien threat.
Every vote is counted.
Fuck Satan's car.
Surprise, motherfucker.